And today we have live in the studio, Kent and Dorothy McDaniel. Howdy, folks. Glad to have you here. Kent, did you get rid of your Red Bull jitters?
More or less.
Had to walk around the block a couple times?
Yeah, man. I went with a 16-ounce instead of a 12-ounce, and it hit me hard.
Uh-oh.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Dorothy, does he do that often?
Occasionally. Not as often as he could, I suppose.
Yeah, it could be worse, couldn't it?
Yes.
He could have the constant jitters. Okay. And I'll just let you guys take over and do what you want here.
Oh.
I'll occasionally ask you a question, but
well,
you got a tune for us right here.
Yeah.
I think we'll do a little bit of Hank Williams for you.
Okay, that sounds like a real good deal since we love Hank.
This is called the Honky Tonk Blues.
Uh-huh.
I used to play this with my brother a lot. In fact, we used to start the night out with this song a lot of times. Well, I left my home out on the rural route. I told my folks that I was stepping out to get the Honky Tonk Blues. The jumping Honky Tonk Blues. Good Lord, I got them. I got the Honky Tonk Blues. Well, I went to a dance and wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose these Honky Tonk Blues, these jumping Honky Tonk Blues. Good Lord, I got them. I got the Honky Tonk Blues. Well, I've been to every place in town. The city life has really got me down. I got the Honky Tonk Blues, the jumping Honky Tonk Blues. Good Lord, I got them. I got the Honky Tonk Blues. Tonk Blues. Good Lord, I got them. I got the Honky Tonk Blues.
Good job.
Thank you.
Do you notice those vocal gymnastics get a little bit tougher as you get older? You know, when Hank was doing that song, he was just in his 20s.
That's right.
Good job, though. What do you have for us next?
We're going to do a little John Prine. It's a song about, speaking of age, his plans for his funeral. Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did ride. When I got there, they say, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say, just before you pass away, these were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me down in that cocoa ground. I'd rather have cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain to a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both my ears if they don't mind the sides. Give a stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Put my thoughts in a cedar box, just get them on out of here. Peanuts to my open and my arms, look out, I got your nose. Sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in that cocoa ground. I'd rather have cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my money to a hurricane.
John Prine's from right across the river there in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. And just a heck of a lot of good musicians come from that area, yeah. You know, like the Everly Brothers and Merle Travis.
Bill Fewson called in, wondered if this is the same Ken McDaniels he used to play with.
Bill Houston? Bill I think Houston. So, yeah.
With Billy Bout?
Oh, my God, yeah.
He says that.
Well, all right. Hello there.
And we have Bill in the studio when they have the Old Fishkins.
Okay,
Bill's the bass player for the Old Fishkins, and still doing great. We call him Fanbelt, Fanbelt Fewson. he works at Today's Technology Auto Place over there.
I remember him. I used to go over to his house with Billy, and we'd sit around and play.
So you knew Billy Bowden, you knew Becky Delfield?
I knew Billy really well. We were pretty good buddies and played a lot with him. But I didn't know Becky.
Okay.
He must have hooked up with her after that.
Yeah, I think so.
So Bill has a request for you. He wrote. I wrote this song because we're all going to die.
Oh my God, you know, I haven't played that song in a million years. And Dan Marsh just asked me about that song a while back, and that was the first time I'd even thought about that song in 30 years. Next time we come here, man, I will have that worked up. I promise you, bud. And Dorothy have never played it. I don't even know if Dorothy's ever heard me sing that.
I have not.
I had totally forgot about that song.
What's the name of it again?
Well, it's called I Wrote This Song Because We're All Gonna Die. Which, you know, I used to not mind thinking about as much as I do now. All right, but I'm glad you remember that. You're the second person since I've been back that has asked me about that song.
All right, that's wonderful. So that means we have to have you back just to do that song at least.
We'll definitely do it.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm all for it. What do you have for us next, Ken?
Okay, we're going to do an old country blues thing. This is called Trouble in Mind.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four. Well, I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line. Let that 219 satisfy my worried mind.
if these blues don't get me, I'm gonna rock away from here. Well, trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I can't be blue always, because the sun's gonna shine on my back door one of these days.
Dorothy?
Yes.
Tell us about your new local music connections. What else are you doing musically here?
Well, I joined the Southern Illinois University Flute Choir. And
how many people are in that choir?
I think about 15.
15 people and everyone playing flute.
Yeah, we've got flutes, piccolos, alto flutes, bass flutes, contrabass flute, which is a really odd instrument. It's looks like a gigantic number four. And it's taller than me. You
know? Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen that before. That should be interesting.
I saw a picture on it, and I was like, why don't you plug your gig y'all got coming up?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on the 8th, 9th, 10th. It's a Sunday. And it's going to be at the First Methodist Church at 2 o'clock. And they have a junior flute choir also, and mm-hmm. they're going to be playing with us some Christmas carols, and we're doing a Sibelius piece and a Mussorgsky Night on Bald Mountain. So it'll be pretty cool.
Wonderful.
A splendid time is guaranteed for all.
Yes. Yeah. And then the John A. Logan Band is going to be playing, and we're going to be doing...
Wait a minute. You're in the John A. Logan Band, are
yep.
you?
Join that, and
can you tell us a little bit about that?
Is that a rock and roll band, or
no? It's a concert band, and it's
how big is it?
I don't know. It's got a lot of people. Yeah, you know, it's a big band,
and mostly classical.
I think they do classical. We're doing Christmas arrangements.
Oh,
for this.
Yeah. Tis the season,
Tis
right?
The season.
You got it, man. I'm dressed for it. I don't know if you tell.
Oh, now I get it. Yeah, thank you. I'm a little slow. Have to be tipped off about these
you
things.
You got a gig coming up with them too, with
the
Logan Band.
Yeah, they're going to be playing on Saturday, the 9th, at the mall, University Mall.
Okay.
And that's at 2. And then at the DuQuoin Fairgrounds the night before, Friday night at 7.
Okay, very good. And that reminds me, December 9th, down in Cobden, Illinois, at the old feed store, will be the last appearance of the Swamp Tigers.
Ooh.
So I believe that show is sold out already, and we're looking forward to the performance, but not looking forward to the demise of the Swamp Tigers. And hopefully everybody will keep going in their own way. Chad Schaefer and Andrew and Blake Bramlett. So looking forward to that. There was something else that I was going to mention, but right now it escapes me. So let's have another tune. Maybe I'll actually think of something in between time.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about this next song. It's called Big Jim. I really wrote it about an old friend of mine, and I used his name in it, but was he didn't want me to use his name in it.
Was he from around here?
Well, I think I'm going to have to, I can neither confirm nor deny that, Loy, just to keep things like that. But it's about a good friend of mine who, performer I've always admired, and called Big Jim. Let's see if we can do this justice. Folks call him Big Jim. He's good to rock all night. Folks call him Big Jim. He's good to rock all night. All he's got is them there bad blues. With all his might. He was born on the south side. It was too cold to him around there. That's the south side of Chicago. It was too cold to him around there. Now he lives in Jackson County. Home and does declare they gave Jim a gun and sent him off to fight. Sent him off to Nam to be part of that there fight. Things that he saw there come back to him in the night.
Oh, yeah. song, Kent.
Yes, sir.
Very good. And speaking of songs that you do, we have two CDs, and there's a newer CD that we've had for some time.
Yeah, that's He Flies is the latest one I got. Those are a couple I did before. Over the years.
For instance, what years and where?
Oh, my goodness. They were all recorded in Chicago. The first one, About Time, was about 2000, and it's all originals.
Okay.
And then the other one was, we were actually doing a street fair, and we were doing a video, so we recorded the sound,
mm-hmm.
so we could kind of, you know, master the sound for the video.
Right.
And the one we heard the tape of, we said, my God, that's pretty good. Let's just make a CD out of it. So there's about six songs are covers, and six of them are originals on it.
And it's called Live at Custer Street.
Yeah, we played that fair for like 20 years, up until we moved back here.
Our station manager took the phone call from Bill Fewson. I take it Bill knew you from when you were with the McDaniel Brothers Band, with your brother Doug.
Right.
And Doug left us much too early.
He sure did.
In his 30s.
He made it to 40.
Okay.
He was 40 years old when he died.
And Union County Sal, my bride, worked with Doug back in the day at Nadler Stereo.
I remember when he worked there.
And she knew that Doug had a daughter, which is your niece.
Larlise.
And I understand she's doing extremely well.
Yeah, she's in Washington, D.C., going to American University and studying. She's completing her master's degree, and I'm sorry, I don't know what it is. It's something related to law and criminal reform, and going for a Ph.D. And
very good.
Doing good.
How about the music gene? Did she pick that up?
If she did, it's latent.
Well, she'll probably make a lot more money and possibly be even happier.
Well, she'll definitely probably make more money.
Yeah. Okay, what do you have for us next? I think we have, about 5 minutes yet before a break.
Well, okay. We're going to do a song for all the people who have been out there raking their leaves this week.
And there's been a lot of them.
Oh, man, and last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you'll see what I'm talking about. The falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses. The sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear a winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, thank you. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear a winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
excellent job, excellent, beautiful song. And we'll be right back with the McDaniels after these messages. And remember, if you are having problems or if you have questions about your extended family, you need to pay a visit to the Sociology Shop, downtown Macanda, 14th and Broadway. They'll straighten you out. Now, if you know, I know that sometimes having an extended family could be problematic for you. But if you have any problems with that extended family, you can get these things worked out just by going to downtown Macanda to the Sociology Shop at 14th and Broadway. Make an appointment today. Folks, you're listening to Lonesome Roy's Radio Holdown right here on WDBX 91.1 FM, your solar-powered community radio station. And Dorothy, it's truly a pleasure being back in Southern Illinois. I guess you've noticed that with Kent having so many friends and relatives back in this area.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
And with all your connections now with John Logan College and your flute orchestra.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm getting to meet some people.
Yeah, yeah, you'll have make more and more musical friends.
I'm going to plug one other thing that Dorothy's in. She's in the Unitarian Folk Orchestra, otherwise known as UFO.
That sounds very appropriate.
And they're playing this Sunday over at the Civic Center.
Yeah, it's the Alternative Gift Fair.
Okay. And how many people are in this Unitarian folk?
About 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you do, let me guess, folk songs.
We do.
All right. Great. As an example.
Well, we're going to do mostly Christmas songs this time. So.
Oh, once again, see, that escapes me, Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Yes.
I can appreciate that. Okay, very good. So
holiday songs, I should say, not yeah, Christmas songs. Yeah. They're holiday songs.
And for those. You just have so many things to do here in the next few weeks.
That's
with
true.
With your flute orchestra and John Logan Band.
Dorothy's happening. What can I tell you?
Yeah,
boy?
Yeah. Well, that's obvious. You know, Kent, now, you get your accolades from friends, but everybody wants to know, hey, who's that backup singer? Who's playing bass? So we have to tell them it's Dorothy McDaniel.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, she's quite an addition there, Kent. You should know that.
Well, you know, I do know that, and she does do a good job on singing and bass. But I always tell people, you know, I would have married her anyway, you know, even if she did, you know, but it helps.
And I'm sure she plays a fine classical piano, too.
She does.
If we could just have one here and have a concert sometime.
That would be good.
Sure would. What do you have for us next, McDaniels?
Okay, we're going to do a little bit of surreal. No, this is a paranormal country song for you, but it's an old one. We think you will recognize it. An old cowboy went riding out one dark and winter day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brain hands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry.
Trying to do a little double duty there. Good song. And Kent, as you know, we're mighty proud of our little radio station here. And you have said many nice things about our station. You have a something that you call confounding stories and
dumbfounding stories.
Oh, well, I'm confounded by it too.
Similar.
But tell us more about that.
Oh, that's a blog I do. It's just whenever I find something interesting, I put it up there if I write something. And last time we played here, I got a copy of it and I posted the performance on the blog and also a little bit about WDBX. And I believe I got a picture of WDBX's facility on there too.
Very good. Yeah, we appreciate any little kindness that comes our way. And hopefully you can find this show on wdbx.org/archive, and hopefully this will be in the archives for the next 2 weeks. Sometimes it doesn't make it, so I'm a little bit hesitant to say a whole lot about it, but when it works, it's a great feature. And during our break, Dorothy and I were talking just a bit about this possible repeal of net neutrality, which could hurt our little station considerably. Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be tough for us to continue our streaming.
Which,
you know, that's such a big part of this station, is being able to stream and being able to have an archive.
Well, sure. I think people listen, you know, especially a lot of people who went to school there and know the station listen, you know.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of out-of-town listeners just because they have a connection with Carbondale. And they know that by listening to this station, they can remain connected with old friends and family. So
I hope that doesn't go through. They tried to do it when Obama was president, but they backed off on it. But under the current administration, I feel a little less optimistic.
Yes,
that's bad.
Losing our freedoms one by one.
One thing after another, man.
Yes, sir.
I hate to say
it. Yeah, it's very discouraging. Okay, in the meantime, we'll do something upbeat, huh?
Yeah, we will. On a happier note, another Hank song.
Very good.
And it's a little bit more upbeat, I would have to say.
Okay.
I walk so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
One of Hank's most memorable songs, and you know, when he was recorded those highly moralistic songs, he called himself Luke the Drifter.
I did not know that.
Hey, oh, you haven't heard the entire album that he did calling himself Luke the Drifter?
He did a whole gospel album?
Well, it's an album, it includes pictures from Life's Other Side. Are you familiar with that tune? Anyhow, a bunch of tunes that were really wretched.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, very depressing. You know, the funeral and too many nights and too many pals. Oh, just stuff that will tear your hair out and make you weep big tears. So that's a good reason to listen to Lonesome Roy's Radio Hoedown, because I'll play that. And in fact, next week now, I'll play you a couple tunes from Luke the Drifter, and you'll see what I mean. Okay, you promised
to listen next week, and
I'll give you a couple tunes from Luke the Drifter. We can't get too depressing because we have Ethan Taylor Stevenson coming in with his original material, which I'm sure will be a lot more upbeat than Hank's Luke the Drifter stuff.
I have to tell you, Ethan was there Tuesday night. I told you, I went to Trace Onward's for the open mic.
Right. Nate Graham.
Yeah, and Ethan was there too. So
it
wonderful.
Was a good
night there.
Okay, good. So you're familiar with our young singer-songwriters too.
Had a nice talk with Ethan.
We have some great talent in this town, don't we?
Yeah.
And we're so glad to have you folks back in Carbondale. Retired teachers from Chicago. How long have you been retired now?
2 years.
2 years. Okay, you're starting to settle in, aren't you?
Yep.
Starting to like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when you have all this wonderful music to do, that makes retirement even more fun, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
We like to say we quit our day job.
That's right. Yeah. And keep it going. It keeps you young. All right. What do you have next for us, folks?
This is another real old time song. This is a Jimmy Rogers song.
Very good.
You know, it's two of them. 50s guy and the 20s guy. This is the 20s guy.
Yes.
It's called the Mississippi River Blues. Oh, you Mississippi River, with your water so deep and my thoughts of you keep rising, just like an evening tide. I'm just like a seagull that's left the sea. Oh, your mighty waters, they keep on calling me. I'm gonna pack my gear and head that way, because I know that's the only way. I know that's the only way to lose it, mean old Mississippi River blues. The Mississippi River blues. I've often ridden on your bosom, from Memphis down to New Orleans, flowing over muddy waters, flowing through familiar scenes. And when I hear the whistle of an old steamboat down your muddy waters, once again I'm going to blow. I'm gonna pack my gear and head that way. I'll be hanging round again someday, because I know that's the only way to lose it, mean old Mississippi River blues. The Mississippi River blues.
You still have it, Kent McDaniel. Your voice can do it, man. Way to go. I'm proud of you. That had a great tune. Jimmy Rogers, one of my all-time favorites, too.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
You know, Merle Haggard introduced me to him on that same Train, Different Time album.
That's one of the very wonderful things about Merle Haggard, is he not only brought that back, he brought back Western Swing, too.
Yeah, I did that album for Bob Wills songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just really paying tribute to the tradition.
Yeah, we owe a lot to Merle Haggard, plus his own stuff is just tremendous. You know, his writing, singing, playing, the musicians that he had in his band. Can't say enough good about old Merle Haggard.
Roy Nichols.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Y'all good there, Dorothy?
Better.
That's good.
I'm better.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a song here. This is on that About Time album. It's a ballet that terrified me when I was a little boy. She didn't mean to. She just did.
Yeah, I understand.
Her name was, I don't know her real name, but everybody called her Pushcart Annie. I remember Pushcart Annie trudging on with her car, up and down the alleys, pouring over people's trash. She was withered, gray and dirty. She was bent and hunchback. Lord, Lord, to a child she was an eerie sight. They all knew she was crazier than hell.
Problems with being in such close proximity with you, I sometimes get engrossed in your music and forget to do the very basic things like, you know, proper mix and proper sound. So hopefully everything will come out kind of even. Dorothy, I'm glad we have a little bit more sound on your bass this time. I think that's really going to come through well.
Good, good.
Yeah. So hopefully this entire hour will be a wonderful thing that we can look back on and listen to again and again through the archives and through your recording.
Yeah, I won't put it up until it's off the archives, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate your good words about WDBX.
Well, I mean that, man. This is a great asset for the whole community,
it
and
sure
for the
is.
Musicians especially.
Yes.
It really is.
I agree, and we're so proud to have so many good musicians in this area. We have about 5 minutes left. What do you have for us next, folks?
Oh, Dorothy's going to sing a song from our He Flies album, and it's called He Flies.
Very good.
You ready, Dorothy? Here we go.
Thank you.
We have 3 minutes. Do you have a tune?
I think we got one we might get by in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Called All the Alligators, and it's from the Live at Custer Street album. Written in Papa Caesar's a long time ago.
All right.
If you remember that place. See if we can do this in 3 minutes. We'll do it real fast. One, two, three, four. Everything and nothing trill, she sang. As the waitress tipped the waiter and made promises for later that night. And soon she looked.
Again, by request, just for Bill Fewson, if nothing else.
All right, man.
All right, very good. And be sure and stay tuned for Weird Revolution.